Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thursday afternoon, we are rolling through our second hour here. Sue's back this afternoon, which is great. Not that Ethan wasn't great. He did Ethan's news for the last couple of days and did a fine job, but we have Sue back in the seat, and I think the team is pretty much all together through next week. Then it gets a little strange Christmas week. Sue, did you know this? Because I broke a little news here yesterday. The audience really wasn't affected unless they work for Odyssey. And if they work for Odyssey, they're at the holiday Christmas party right now that we are basically not invited to, so I can talk about them. Hey, yeah. Let's have a holiday party during Mark's show. That's what we do every year. I'm teasing. I don't care. I don't really. I don't really like the people I work with anyway, except for you guys, so I'm not sure why I would want to go down and see a bunch of people. But this is interesting, Sue. I find this fascinating. Did you know, as an Odyssey employee here in St. Louis, or if you were in another market as well, I think, that the 2nd of January is now a company holiday for this year?
What is that? That's just
day after New Year's. Yeah.
What about
it's not Veterans Day.
This is what happened. They took Veterans Day away from us for this year. Since the 2nd is on a Friday, it does kind of make sense if you think about it.
Okay.
Now, I can't speak for Odyssey.
I mean, I'll take it.
For 2027. I know. Right.
You know?
But see, you kind of think about it next year because the 1st would be on a Friday. They're not going to give us, you know, the Monday after off, right? So then do they give back Veterans Day? This is deep negotiations. We have to worry about this well in advance, right?
I'm just happy to have the 2nd off.
I know. Isn't that great? I mean, it kind of makes sense because, look, most people are going to take that day off and not work. So, we get that day off, too. We'll have some best of.
It's all about best of shows. That's what it's about.
Well, no, you
hopefully
know what? Ryan Recker, we will, because Ryan Recker and Joe Beamer are going to fill in for some of that time. And we are going to, I'm going to play a little Christmas music. So the way it's going to work is on the 22nd, we will we'll be here. I'm going to have some best of. On the 22nd, 23rd, a few interviews that I loved from this past year. Then I'll play some Christmas music. On Christmas Eve, we kind of get a bonus day. This is awesome, because they're airing Annie's Christmas pageant
You're
show.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding you. Oh, no.
I get off that day or not?
Oh, yeah. You're good. You're good. I don't think we're doing traffic during the Christmas pageant. Now, I can't.
We can't, can we? Wait, and
I don't think we can.
Who wrote the Christmas pageant? I'm very confused.
Okay, just we're off. Don't show up that day.
Okay, fine.
Just don't worry. Again, anything that we're saying now, no one's hearing it because they're at the Christmas party. So just kind of roll with
okay,
it.
Okay, sorry. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So now you know that you get a couple extra days off that you weren't aware
great.
Of.
That's great.
So you just came off a few days off celebrating your wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I usually sing the Flintstones song, but since it was technically Sunday, I'm going to let the audience
Appreciate
off
it.
On that one here. But during the show yesterday, thank you for distracting me, Sue, because you're sending all these cool pictures because you delved into the world of AI a little bit and you put Fred and Ethan and yourself and me in some very unique photographs, I would say.
Yeah, I took photos of the show and found AI, which on the Android, which you love, when a photo pops up in Google Photos, it has a little icon that has a banana peeled. And it says remixed.
Okay.
Now, I've seen this since an update that I've done probably a month or so. Finally, since I had time, we were driving back yesterday in the car, I thought, let me hit that remix button and see what happens. Well, it gives you all kinds of options. And one of them is you can go and make the photo look like the 80s. One is you can make it look like the 90s. You could be in a sitcom from the 90s. That one's funny. You can do superheroes. You can do all this. So I thought, oh, I'm going to start doing this with this show photo and start sending it to you. I got to tweet some of these out. These are hilarious. But the thing is, they're not quite right. Like, you know, the one with you when we're all superheroes, Ethan looks like a normal person.
I love that one.
He looks great. He looks like Ethan. Then there's you and me on the couch. We're only partial superheroes because we have jeans on.
Yeah, but I look pretty buff in that one. You gave me a nice biceps and I have a chest in this photo. I like it quite a bit.
And Fred is a normal superhero, but they tried to make Fred smile in some of these. Like, show. And Fred smiles, but he's not a teeth
shower. I'm not a teeth shower.
Is that what happens?
In two of these photos, well, they one gave of them teeth. Specifically, it looks like I had that
teeth?
Like overnight dental implants.
It look at the 80s one.
It's and Marie said, my wife said, that's not bad. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, see, you should smile.
Wow.
Fred,
I look
with
older in all these pictures.
I do like the 80s one.
So they kind of look like us, and some you're like, oh yeah, that's it. But then you see things like the jeans or like Fred's teeth, and you can see it's not quite. Right, but I will tweet out. What do you think? The 80s and the superhero.
My daughter pointed out that my eyebrows seemed to be missing from some of the photos. I don't know. I guess she was zooming in, and then she sent me a text.
Your hair in the 80s kills me.
Well, wasn't too off from the real hair in the 80s with the mullet. But she said, because I was communicating with her yesterday and I was sending her these pictures, she goes, tell Sue to make you a little tiny princess. Because this is how I'm treated by my daughter. Because you're a little girl, and make you pink, and please tell her also to shave off your eyebrows and have long hair and a ponytail, and also have you wearing a tutu.
Wow.
You're having a tea party. Thanks. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the thing. It does say, you know, it gives you options that are already pre-programmed. But I guess I could try to go back in there and say, make Mark a little girl with a tea party and a ponytail. Let me try that. And I'll see what I can do.
You know, Alexa. I sent these to my sons, and they both came back with reviews. And they said, Dad, everybody's outfits look crazy in these photos, except yours.
Yours. Yeah,
yes.
For whatever reason.
It looks like whatever you're wearing in every picture you own.
So I noticed that.
My
That's
gosh.
Not far off the mark. Why is that? Because it seemed to enhance the rest of us more than it did you.
Yeah, I don't know.
It, to me, is the part of the mystery of AI. It's so random. Fred looks like a normal person.
Yeah.
Mark has the hair of, I don't even know how to describe it, and I've never had hair like that.
It's like Dana Carvey in Wayne's World.
Yes.
Almost
and,
like
and
that.
And one of these pictures of Sue, you look like a teenager.
Yes, and it doesn't look like me. So, you know, I was doing this, too, with my photos of me and Michael, and some of them are just so crazy that you don't look like yourself. So I will tweet. I'm going to tweet out the 80s and the superheroes. But so you can see AI is almost there, but then
I'm sure you can do that with the iPhone and with some of the new software. I just, you know, here's where I am. And Fred, you probably heard this last night. Sue, I know that you love it when we have George Rosenthal on from Thrallnet. We had him on last night. And it's so weird. And this is what I told him. Fred, did you hear the segment?
No, I didn't.
It was good. But last week when he was on, or 2 weeks ago, we were like dazzled by all the possibility of AI and the opportunities. So sometimes he comes on and I'm like, wow, maybe I'm not being optimistic enough about the possibilities and how AI is going to change our lives for, you know,
for good, for positive. And then yesterday he comes on and we're talking about some of this stuff with the sextortion and he scares the hell out of me. I'm like, dude, like after I got off that interview, I'm like, oh my God, how do I protect my daughter? Because this stuff is crazy. I mean, he basically said, don't put your kids' pictures out there on social media because, you know, people can manipulate them and all this stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, some of the advice was really good. He said, go into the privacy settings and things like that on Facebook and Instagram. But the reason we had the conversation, Sue, and I don't know if you caught this in the news, this is interesting, that Australia, and I don't really trust a lot of things in Australia and New Zealand post-COVID, but Australia has implemented a policy where you have to be over the age of 16 to be on social media. And
that's
they're going to have age verification and everything.
How do they police that?
I guess the only way you can be on is if you can upload an ID that has, you know, age verification. That's a good question. I mean, we got into some of that with George yesterday, but I don't know anything's going to be perfect.
Some of the the tech companies will have to do it. Because they're facing big fines if they don't do it.
Right. So, I don't know if it's going to work. I think that parents still have to do their job. But look, it's one of those things that really legitimately does scare the heck out of me because I know the dangers that are out there and they kind of lurk out there. And these kids are being affected. You know, you can see the mental illness, the suicide rates, all this stuff. It's just frightening. So anyway, that was a fascinating conversation. You can still use the Odyssey Rewind function to go back to about 5:30 last night and hear that conversation with George Rosenthal. I'm very excited because, and you kind of referenced this song earlier, huge song from the 80s, Laid on the Line from Triumph, a Canadian trio, and they announced a 50th anniversary tour. Rick Emmett, who is a great guitar player, one of the best on the planet, joined us a couple years ago when he had a book out about his time with Triumph and his career. And this afternoon, I'm super excited, at 4:30, we're going to talk to Gil Moore, who's the drummer and co-vocalist of Triumph. They're coming to St. Louis on the 17th of May. Gil Moore joins us in about 20 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
We have Congresswoman Ann Wagner joining us after the top of the hour. Gil Moore from the band Triumph in just a few minutes because they're coming to Hollywood Casino Amphitheater and the tickets go on sale tomorrow. Our friend Brad Young, 97.1 FM Talk chief legal analyst, will kind of get us up to speed on the hearing for the Charlie Kirk assassin, which was taking place. And Fred, I think you did. We were playing some of the audio, but they did decide that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom, right?
Right. Cameras will be okay.
That was one of the arguments that was taking place. And they had the first part of that hearing was open to all the cameras and reporters. Then they closed session for a while. The judge came back, heard a couple of more arguments, and then he made his decision on
that. And they had to move the camera angle off of the shackles.
Because the defense attorney complained that the shackles were being seen on top. Poor guy had his shackles still, right, shown. That's terrible. I don't even want to see that kid's face. I really don't. And part of the story of today is, you know, his smirk and his smile sitting there at that table. So, I mean, I'm all for transparency and cameras in the courtroom, but if Erica Kirk has to see that kid do that for a week or however long this is going to take place, that's just disgusting. Let's do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
All right, I'm going to have to put those on X later. I'm trying to compose our 80s AI photo, and it's not working. Okay.
Can you just tell AI to post them for you? Come on.
That's a good point. I don't know how to do that. I'll work on that. It is National Noodle Ring Day, and I thought, what? And it's just round noodles, people. Somebody has a day for that. I don't know why. It's also National Stretching Day, which reminds me of that of the skit where she's 50 years old on the SNL and Molly Shannon she likes to stretch and kick. Anyway, it's also National App Day, which is pretty much every day. And then I thought about it. Does a day go by that you don't use an app anymore?
No.
I mean, it just
not unless
doesn't
you don't have
happen.
Your phone.
Yeah.
If you have your phone, you're using your apps.
It should be National Update Your App Day.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I need to do.
I get a little confused by that because I think they update for the most part automatically, but I had one that every time something's not working well, the first thing you do maybe is reboot the phone.
Yes, yes.
But then when I went to look for, an update, it did need an update. So sometimes I get confused.
You can set it up to do it all automatically, but that takes time. And I guess I've set it up where some auto do it and some don't. But then you'd have to sit down and sort through all that. Ugh. But it is National App Day, so we should all be happy. Shout out to Joyce. Is that right, Fred, for making us those
nuts? Oh, that's
right.
We got some great candied pecans.
That's nice.
Ethan was raving about them.
Oh, yeah.
I did not take any.
Thank you, Joyce. They're really good.
Joyce, no offense, but if I start eating one,
Joyce.
I won't be able to stop. I'll just eat the whole bowl, and I know that.
Well, it's good to be self-aware.
Yes.
On this day in history, 45 years ago, in 1980, this show debuted on CBS. Oh, I tear up with joy.
Yeah, that theme pops, doesn't it?
Woo!
Bow, 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 bow. I never did watch this show very much.
What?
I mean, I have nothing against it,
oh,
but it was.
Goodness.
When was it? Did you say 40?
1980.
Okay. I was in high school. I don't know. I wasn't watching Magnum P.I.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
Much.
I was. Hello. And then you'd get magazines and tear his picture out and put it up.
Was it because he was a hunk?
Of course.
Oh.
Kind of like you, Mark.
Okay.
I didn't watch
I was watching Three's Company for the opposite reason, I think.
He was driving a Ferrari, living in Hawaii and solving problems. And come on. He's a private eye. It was awesome. Anyway, that was in 1980.
1980, wow.
All right, and then 43 years ago, in 1982, this was the number one song.
Tony Basil. With Hey Mickey.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind, Hey Mickey.
You know, really, Tony's story is fascinating because she was a choreographer. She had a lot of history in Hollywood before she had this hit. And if you ever look at her Wikipedia page or her resume, it's quite impressive.
Really?
But it really is. She did a lot of stuff that you'd be surprised. Even go back to the 60s. Look her up sometime. I can't do it off the top of my head. But she's got a career that was rather incredible leading up to this. And again, I say this every year, and this is the truth. I was the first person to play this song in the city of St. Louis on the 10-watt powerhouse KYMC out there in Baldwin.
with Arista Records. She was on Arista Records. My friend Kevin Spivey, who I reunited with last year. He was the MS distributing guy, and I played that damn song first.
Well, good for you. Yeah, it annoyed the something out of me.
Probably a lot of people. It's one of those songs that got in your head, right?
Yeah, and so she's kind of like a Paula Abdul person who really should be dancing.
I think so.
But kind of crossed to singing.
Yeah. One hit wonder, that's for sure, right?
Well, today, December 11th, is the most popular day of the year to break up with a partner, particularly a girlfriend or boyfriend.
Sharon Moore was a day early, I guess.
Oof.
Ouch.
Around 15 years ago, researchers used Facebook stats to study when people are most likely to change their status from in a relationship to single. And the day with the biggest spike is today.
Think it's to avoid gifts.
That's they think part of it. Here's what they say. It's not too close to the holidays for it to be cruel. And it's far enough away that you could skip buying them a present, which is harsh, but possibly true. Especially for, and they also say, you wouldn't have to bother with awkward family introducing, you know, events, especially for newer relationships. If you're kind of with someone that you think, I don't know, do we really want to show mom what's happening? Then you're done today.
Yeah.
You know? So they'll say...
Well, it's also that period where, if you think of college kids, they're coming home after finals, right?
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just breakup day, but really not necessarily marriages, just your embarrassing boyfriend. That's what I'm going to say. All right. Now, Time Magazine, Fred found this story. Time Magazine has named Architects of AI as its 2025 Person of the Year, highlighting their role in delivering the age of thinking machines and transforming the present. The magazine cover features 8 big tech leaders, including Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Sam Altman, symbolically sitting together on a beam high above the city. So AI, that's all we've been talking about this year anyway.
I think that's appropriate.
I have a cut of Sam Altman saying that he doesn't think he could have raised his baby without ChatGPT.
Oh, I know.
What?
I saw this yesterday. I thought it was pretty goofy.
We've been doing it for years.
Yeah, listen to this. Okay, this is goofy.
We have this like genius level at everything, intelligence, sitting there like waiting to unravel the mysteries of humanity. And I'm like, why does my kid stop dropping his pizza on the floor and laughing? Like,
yeah.
You know? And so I feel like I'm not asking a good enough question, but it is, I cannot imagine having gone through that, like figuring out how to raise a newborn without ChatGPT.
Oh, really? Okay. The reason that the kid is throwing the pizza on the floor is because he's 5 or something like that. He says that ChatGPT, this is the guy from here, right? Sam Altman? Yeah.
He's like, do I need to take my kid to like the doctor tomorrow morning? That's okay.
Should every kid be able to walk in 6 months?
Yeah, crawl. I got this like great answer back, which was like, of course it's normal. Of course you don't need to go to the doctor. You know, parents do all these sorts of things.
By the way, parents have been doing that for years without ChatGPT.
Yes.
They've just been Googling it, and, you know, they find out the rules and all that. So that was a little weird. But
or you
he's
talk
a weird
to
dude.
Your parents, your grandparents, or something.
Or you
like
just
that.
Figure it out. That's what everyone does. They figure it out.
I just thought that just makes him sound like an idiot, but that's just me.
A very wealthy idiot.
Yes, well, okay, so smarter than me. Turkey legs breaded with crushed-up Cheez-Its will debut at the Citrus Bowl in Orlando next month. Now, I read that and I thought, well, that's disgusting.
Say it one more time. It's with Cheez-Its. What is it?
Turkey legs breaded with crushed up Cheez-Its.
I don't know.
Okay, but I guess I pictured the Cheez-Its too big because they were, when you grind them up, it doesn't look half bad, Fred.
I don't think I've ever had a turkey leg. I mean,
what?
It looks like something, I mean, those big turkey legs.
Yeah,
it looks like something that Fred Flintstone would be eating.
Well, they like it at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, I'm not a big, Sue, you like the dark meat. I'm not as crazy
like
about that
meat.
On the turkey.
Yeah. Come around, people. Come around. It also says Cheez-It has been sponsoring bowl games since 2018, and they've been the main Citrus Bowl sponsor. So it was just about time that they figured out something to do with Cheez-Its.
By the way, I'm on the road today on 44. I'm heading into work. Fred, I was on the phone with
Mind
you.
Mind your own business.
Mind my own business. Yes. It's right there up by where the old Chrysler plant was, by Wally's. And there's a semi that passes me by that has open cages and, I don't know, maybe 3,000 turkeys in it. And you could just see all the turkeys caged up in the back of this 18-wheeler.
Like, wow.
Yeah, I'd never really seen anything like that.
Do you think they were leftovers from Thanksgiving?
I don't think they were alive. Here's my guess.
Right?
Yeah, they were alive.
They were
a lot of feathers. I'm not good at this, but I don't think they're going to make it through the first of the year. I'm just going to take a guess.
Oh.
I think they might. I don't think they're going up to multiply. They may be going to the
I'm
going to
tell myself they are going to be multiplying. Fans at the game, by the way, can get these breaded turkey legs by starting at the second quarter for $25 each. Now, that's pretty pricey. And I don't know why you have to wait till the second quarter. I guess they got to heat it all up. The whole thing seems
odd. That's weird, yeah.
Right? All right, now, no Cheez-It crusted options made this list. At this action site, it's a site called Action Network, analyzed over 100,000 food reviews at 100 venues to see which sports fans talk about the most. Okay, number 10 is peanuts, 9 is tacos, 8 ice cream, 7 hot pretzels, 6 wings, and then you get to the top 5, popcorn, pizza. Number 3 is nachos. Number 2 is fries. What is the most talked about food at stadiums all over the U.S.?
Think about it, people. One that you covered?
It's a hot dog.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Hot dog.
That makes sense.
That is the number one. All right. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Okay. You know, you could last about 15 seconds in space without a spacesuit and helmet before you'd go unconscious. But you could stay alive for up to 3 minutes. Now, I don't know what you're going to do with that information, and it's kind of gross, but it's random.
That is random. Wrapping up a Thursday edition of Sue's News. She's back at it tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Oh, yeah.
Canadian powerhouse rock trio Triumph a couple of days ago announced a reunion tour, the 50th anniversary reunion tour, and they're going to play Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on May 17th. I am so pumped for this. And Gil Moore, drummer and co-vocalist with Triumph up in Canada, joining us this afternoon. Gil, how are you? I think it's amazing the way that this has come together.
Yeah, hey, Mark, thanks for having me on. How it came together is kind of, I have to start with, you know, decades of fans like just reaching out, I guess, as social media became a thing, became very apparent, you know, how much they wanted us to get on the road. And there just wasn't the impetus to do it. And then the next thing we knew, we had a documentary that was made about the band called The Rock and Roll Machine. And it stirred up a lot of memories. The film company flew in like 150 super fans to
Metalwork. That's awesome.
To be part of it. And yeah, that stirred up a lot of emotions. And then, the next thing I guess that happened was, Mike Klink, a great producer, who's worked with us and brought Guns N' Roses to Metalworks and so on. He recorded a tribute album during COVID with just this, the who's who of great, great musicians and singers. It was against all odds because it was very hard to record during COVID with all the restrictions and so on. And then the most recent thing that happened is the National Hockey League last year, Rogers Sportsnet, did this Lay It on the Line commercial up here in Canada. I don't know that it would have made it down to St. Louis, but somebody might have picked it up streaming wise, and it just blew up. And the next thing you know, the NHL wanted us to play at one of the Stanley Cup finals. And I talked to Rick, and he said, "Yeah, you know what? What the heck? Let's just go and do it." So we went and did it. We got Phil X back in the band.
Okay.
So I figured I'm pretty good at picking guitar players. So now we
have a
double barrel shotgun. And then we borrowed two of the guys from Slash's band, Todd Kearns and Brent Fitz, who are incredible players. And so we did that as with five guys on stage. And we just got along so well and just hit it off so well. And the fans were so good and everything. And all of a sudden Live Nation is pounding on our door,
yeah,
which they've been doing for years,
but
they were breaking the door down, So we finally said, you know what? We just had so much fun and we kind of, I think we kind of owe it to the fans. I guess we should try and give it a shot. So
I think you do. I'm so excited. You have no way of knowing this, but a couple years ago, and I don't know what the impetus was, but something came up. I play a lot of music on the show. I do a lot of politics, so it's not all music entertainment. But Triumph came up, and I used to work with this guy in Milwaukee. And it was one of those situations. I don't know if you've ever had friendships like this because you're a music guy, but we didn't necessarily get along. But then we realized we had a couple of things in common with music, and Triumph was one of the things that brought us together. In fact, there was a... I told Rick Emmett this story because a couple years ago what happened was I decided I wanted to try to get a hold of Rick and interview him, and it happened to be at the time that he was putting his book out, right? So the timing was great. I knew some people here in the States that could get in touch with him, and we had a magical conversation a couple years ago. But there was this running gag that I had with this guy that I used to work with, Gil, and I had this Triumph cassette, and we would always either send it to one another. Like, I one time boxed it up and, sent it to the station to Phil so he'd think it was a Christmas gift, and it was the Triumph tape. One time I was in Europe, they put it in my car, my house sitter. I start my car up the next Monday when I got home from Europe. It was the Triumph tape. So you've always been a very important part of my life from Allied Forces through the 2000s when we had these references to Triumph. So I could not be happier, and I told Rick this a couple years ago, that you guys are going to get together, because when I talked to Rick, he didn't sound like someone that was, dying to get back out there on the road, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, we weren't, a few years ago. It was the culmination of all of this stuff. It's an emotional thing. It's suddenly, you realize that there's a time and a place. Hitting 50 was also a big one.
Yeah,
I would say.
Absolutely.
And one other thing, Mark, like, by the way, that's a hilarious story. I love that story.
Yeah.
But I think the other thing that we realized is so many of the comments that we got, were about the positivity in some of our songs, like the people sending us, on images on Instagram and stuff of tattoos, fight the good fight, never surrender, the
yes,
Allied Forces.
Yes.
And we realized, you know what, there's a lot. If you do politics, I don't have to tell you. I mean, there's a lot of divisiveness out there and, you know, and some terrible wars, you know, hopefully will end. And, you know, man's inhumanity to man just is awful.
But this brings us together. Music brings us together, right?
Yeah, that's the whole deal. We realized that, you know what, we can actually influence people to forget about the things that are not going well in the world because they can buy into these themes that hopefully are uplifting. We certainly bought into them and believe in them, and I just hope it translates in our concert. That's one of the things we've tried to do, is weave in a narrative of positivity, you know?
Well, I'm glad that St. Louis is on the list, because candidly, we've had some struggles with some bands skipping us recently, and I'm not sure what's up, but this was always, I would say, a very strong market for Triumph because of KC95, legendary FM station here. And, you know, I moved here in 1979 from Chicago, and I just fell in love. The first record I bought was not the first record. It was Allied Forces, which was the second record, but I was always a huge fan. I think I saw you guys one time in the early 80s, but this is so exciting. And I will tell you, it took a little sadness out of my life too, Gil, because I was really bummed out two mornings ago when I found out that Rahm Mallow died from the Mavericks, and I was just a huge fan of his. And then I saw the release that Triumph was coming. It's May 17th here, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. So this put a big smile on my face, and I can't wait to see the show, Gil.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad you're excited, because, yeah, we are too. I'm hitting the gym, I'm hitting the drums, I'm practicing singing, and, you know, all of the above as much as possible to, you know, really get fired up. And, you know, I know Rick has played all this time, so he's already in pretty good shape, but we're going to come loaded for bear, I can tell you that.
So let me ask a stupid question. I'm really good at that. But when you're singing, are you behind the drum kit, or are you not behind the drum kit when you're singing?
Well, interestingly enough, I mean, back in the day, I was almost always behind the drum kit. I mean, there was a couple tours where I came out front, and I'll do a little bit. So we're just debating that right now.
Okay.
There's a couple of the tunes that I might jump off the kit because we have two drummers, right?
So yeah, right.
I might, that's a different setup than what we've had before. You know, I mean, the last two tours we did, I believe, you know, we went out as a four piece. A lot of people have forgotten that. We went out with a second guitar player, and I'm looking forward to that, because when you only have one, it's a tremendous amount of stress on that one guitar player. And there's a lot of parts that you can't play.
Oh yeah.
I've never done the double drummer thing though. I mean, that was like, I mean, the Doobies were the first band I ever saw that did that. But Brent and I just really hit it off in Edmonton. I said, hey, man, let's play together. This is great.
That's going to be so much fun. You made a reference to Metalwork Studios. That's your studio in Canada. It's like, is it the largest recording studio in Canada?
Yeah, so I'm told. we're certainly the oldest. But we've had a great run up here, and we started a school where we teach young folks, you know, recording and music business and live production, and we also have a live event company that does sound and lighting and stuff. So, it's a barrel of laughs really being there. I don't look at it like a job.
Well, yeah, you get to do what you love.
I hang out with all these great people, and it's all music one way or the other. It's a great place to hang out. And two of my children work with me. And one of my son-in-laws, so it's like a family thing. I'm gonna miss that while I'm touring, but,
right?
You know,
right.
That's okay. I'll be back.
Gil, I think you're gonna have a blast. I think the band is gonna have so much fun. I think the fans are gonna have a blast. I really am excited about this. I'm a huge fan. So Triumph coming back to St. Louis on this 50th anniversary tour, May 17th, and the tickets go on sale tomorrow morning here. And I'll see you in May, Gilmore.
Yeah, I'll look forward to it, Mark. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Share a few things from today that I have not yet shared this afternoon. We have Congresswoman Ann Wagner coming up after the top of the hour. A lot of things going on in Washington. She had a piece of legislation that I believe passed the House and was sent to the Senate. So we'll talk to her about that here in just a couple of minutes. But hang on here. I'm trying to pull something up from a story that happened today. This is really outrageous. I'm trying to get the story to come up and pop up on the New York Post. It is refusing to do that. Here it is. So you had Congressman Benny Thompson, who is a Democrat from Mississippi today, was talking about, because Kristi Noem, who is the Homeland Security Secretary, was testifying at a hearing today. And one of the topics was the deadly ambush attack against the two National Guard members in Washington a couple of weeks ago. But listen to how Benny Thompson, this Democrat congressman, refers to that particular incident. It's quite stunning.
Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC reference the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist attack.
Wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. Shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation.
Well, when he asked his question, he was being pretty insensitive to National Guardswoman Sarah Beckstrom, who was shot in the head by this person that I won't name because I don't like to name the terrorists out there. And then Andrew Wolf is still in serious condition. This was in the middle of the day in D.C., but it was just an unfortunate incident. And Kristi Noem snapped back appropriately when he said that. Then, I haven't heard this yet, but apparently, look, we cover Trump derangement syndrome on a regular basis. We talk about it regularly. It's real. It really is. I see people out there, even some people that I used to work with, mainly these are folks I used to work with at KMOX, who are completely and totally unhinged on Trump. I mean, they post every single day something related to Trump. I don't care if you want to do that right. That's not healthy, ladies and gentlemen. It's just not healthy, right? And I worry about some of my friends, but it's all about the big bad orange man. And here you got Jimmy Kimmel and David Letterman in full-on TDS mode.
Something is wrong here. The guy who's running our country is being given unscheduled dementia tests. He's been given MRIs. He has mystery bruises he's covering with Maybelline. And we're supposed to accept this idea that he's some cross between Chris Hemsworth and Albert Einstein.
You're aware of the fact that you are the leader of the resistance?
I am the totally ineffective leader of the resistance.
No, I'm going to suck up to you because I feel like if I kind of tag along with you, I'll be glorified in retrospect.
Look, you got to be kidding me. You got Jimmy Kimmel, of all people, going on his late night show complaining about, this is one of my favorite things from the past couple of weeks, talking about this president's health when he's calling cabinet members at 1 and 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, he is old. He's going to have some signs of old age. But Jimmy, you had glorious comedy in front of you, just gifted to you every single day by the previous president. And you didn't touch it because he's in your party and on your side, and you wouldn't recognize comedy gold, even though you're a comedian. Same thing, shamefully, on Saturday Night Live. I mean, all the material that they have. They still, you know, when Biden was there, they do it now. They did 4 years of Trump stuff on the cold open. Then they still did 4 years of Trump stuff when Biden was president. And now they're in the middle of doing, you know, 4 more years of Trump stuff, which isn't even funny. So that's quite something. And then let's, this is really good here from Eric Schmidt. I got two things, one that's kind of funny and one that's not kind of funny. So he's outside of his office with some reporters, and I'm not sure who this particular reporter is, but talk about a snapback on a narrative here. Listen to this.
You can seize an oil tanker without killing anyone. Shouldn't that have been the way that these fishing boats were also stopped?
Fishing boats? What is a fishing boat?
Yeah, what a fishing boat full of, you know, heroin. That's what she's talking about.
What?
Well, the drug runners?
The drug runners.
Those aren't fishing boats.
Yeah, but
those aren't fishing boats.
If you can seize a vessel without violence.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Article 2 authority. The president, the commander-in-chief, has identified and designated terrorist organizations who are cartels who run drugs that kill 100,000 Americans a year. So there's no legal question that he has the legal ability to blow those boats out of the water. And they will continue. This, however, these were economic sanctions by the president as delegated by Congress. Those were enforced by civil authorities with the aid of the U.S. Navy. So we're talking about two very different things. But if you're asking me if I have sympathy for narco-terrorists killing Americans whose boats they're carrying the drugs that kill Americans, I don't. I have sympathy for my neighbors in Missouri who've been poisoned, who die. And we finally have a president who cares about them more than the Democrats care about going down to El Salvador to drink margaritas with terrorists.
Thank you very much. And that was very effective. But what he was referring to there is the oil tanker that they kind of took into captivity. That was also a good move yesterday, but that was separate from blowing up the drug boats. So, you know, the senator said, look, I trust the president on this.
Senator Hawley has expressed opposition to U.S. troops on the ground in Venezuela. Are you open to troops in Venezuela?
I trust President Trump is going to make a good decision here. So he's a realist who understands that we have to, again, pivot away from Europe's over-reliance on the generosity of Americans. They have failed and refused to step up for their own continental defense. That has to change. And so we have real interest here in our own hemisphere. We have real interest in the great competition with China.
All right, I would be in the camp that says no boots on the ground in Venezuela, by the way, so I would have answered that personally just a little differently. But then there's this, you know, and I think it was Jimmy Kimmel is why Eric's doing this, but I haven't spoken to him yet, but in the last week he's been hanging with Gene Simmons, you know, at the Kennedy Center, the Trump Center Honors, as he likes to call it, and also had dinner, you're going to love this, with Bobby Kennedy and Cheryl Hines.
Love
so
it.
I want to know who was cooler. I'll take RFK Jr. out of the mix. Who was cooler, Gene Simmons or Cheryl Hines? Because I love Cheryl Hines from
awesome.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. She says she hasn't spoken to Larry David in a year and a half. But she was very diplomatic about it. She's like, you know, I'd give him a hug if I saw him, even though he hates my politics. But anyway, inspired by, I think it was Kimmel that used to do this with that. Maybe it was Fallon. No, it was Fallon with actors. So Jamie, Eric's wife, and Eric went on Instagram and they read mean tweets. That was a Jimmy Fallon bit. You remember that? This is pretty good.
Yeah.
My lovely wife, Jamie, is in town this week, so we thought we'd celebrate the holiday season by reading mean tweets. He's on Fox News more than their anchors. Please tell me something he's accomplished besides hawking his book and playing congressional baseball.
What on earth is wrong with you? You should have your head examined.
Ew, white man entitled in this hideously immoral, ego-driven, shallow soul of a human. Sociopath, check yourself, Eric. Bet you were bullied in middle school. Wait, you gotta read that. You gotta read
that. I can't write pile of shit. I'm not reading that.
Venezuela's not a narco state, you dinosaur brain hick.
Hey, are you okay?
You're a disgrace to St. Louis and the Cardinals. Those are fighting words.
Yeah.
Well, this is nice. Eric, you always do a great job reporting and keeping us informed. Take good care of you.
Oh, thank you. Eric Schmidt, I voted for you, and you've not let me down. Thank you, and I'll never let you down. It's great having Jamie here. These mean tweets are always very humbling, and we got to could share it with you. It's been with our time together.
I'm just glad I wasn't in any of them. That's good.
That's true. Well, that's the next one we're going to
do. No,
we're not.
That's great. Jamie's awesome. Yeah, he posted a nice picture of Cheryl and RFK Jr. and Jamie and he dining the other night. That dude, he's come a long way from just being a nobody on my show, let me tell you.
He has.
It's really, I think he's impressive. I really, you know, he's been a friend for a long time. But he's, you know, I've talked about this before in terms of, I'd even say this, you know, I was talking about this the other day. I don't think you were here. Somebody asked me the difference between rock stars and actors. I'm like, rock stars are weird. You know, actors are kind of weird. And politicians are weird, right?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Gil and Rick Emmett from Triumph, they're really normal. They really are. So not all rock stars are weird. But politicians are not normal for the most part. But Eric's always been a real guy. He
yes.
keeps it real.
Yes.
He talks like a real person. And I love the way that he smacked down that reporter. He is buttoned up on his facts, and he's having a blast also, I think, just getting stuff done in D.C. Now, on that front, there was some legislation that cleared the House today. They're still working, and I think they're going to be working through next week leading up to Christmas. By the way, we're already, I don't know, about 6-7 weeks away from potentially another government shutdown, but Congresswoman Ann Wagner is going to join us after the top of the hour. Brad Young will be here. There's been some legal maneuvering in Provo, Utah today with the Charlie Kirk assassin, and Brad's been following that. They ruled on whether or not cameras will be in the courtroom, so we'll get to that. Plus, I will have an audio cut of the day and war in the next hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.